Wendy Walker, narrative reel. Somewhere high above, the moon shines down fat and full. But here, in Tarka's mills, a January blizzard has choked the sky with snow. The wind rams full force down a deserted centre avenue. The Orange Town ploughs have given up long since. Arnie Westrom, flagman on the GS and WM Railroad, has been caught in the small tool and signal shack 9 miles out of town. With his small gasoline-powered rail rider blocked by drifts, he's waiting out the storm there, playing last man out solitaire with a pack of greasy bicycle cards. Outside, the wind rises to a shrill scream. Westrom raises his head uneasily and then looks back down at his game again. It's only the wind, after all. But the wind doesn't scratch at doors and whine to be let in. He gets up, a tall, lanky man in a wool jacket and railroad coveralls, a Camel cigarette jutting from one corner of his mouth, his seamed New England face lit in soft orange tones by the kerosene lantern which hangs on the wall. The scratching comes again. Someone's dog, he thinks, lost and wanting to be let in, that's all it is. But still, he pauses. It would be inhuman to leave it out there in the cold, he thinks. Not that it's much warmer in here. In spite of the battery-powered heater, he can see the cold cloud of his breath. But still he hesitates. A cold finger of fear is probing just below his heart. This has been a bad season in Tarka's Mills. There have been omens of evil on the land. Arnie has his father's Welsh blood in his veins, and he doesn't like the feel of things.